What's up, Coffee Crew? This is kind of different than our normal setup, and we're all too close, right? But we're actually doing a very special special podcast now because of the whole coronavirus. Obviously, we can't have our friends come on the podcast with us. So we're going to do the good old Zoom. We're going to meet today with Shepherd's Coffee Co. So make sure you guys listen up, and hopefully this will inspire you guys to get creative as well. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. All right. So what's up, crew? Welcome to the podcast. This is a whole different new setup, and we got two special guests for the first time doing a Zoom podcast. So this is exciting. This is new times, weird times, right? So let's roll with it. So we're here with Shepherd's Coffee Co. Just introduce yourself to us. Who are you guys? What do you guys do? All that good stuff.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hope everyone's doing well. My name is Ricky, and I guess how this whole thing started was, it started with a dream from Efren. You know, it started with a dream from him about coffee. And Efren and I have been together like 2 years ago through church.
Just recently.
Just recently, about 2 years ago, through church and through ministry and all this stuff. And he kind of had a love for coffee. And at first, I used to hate coffee. I disliked coffee with a passion. I would go to a coffee shop and get a chocolate milk, you know, But then, you know, as time went on, I got introduced to coffee. I found a passion for it. And a love for it more than anything, a love for coffee. Maybe not as much as Efren, as far as the taste of coffee, right, but as far as the community around coffee. Oh, and as far as, there's so much to talk about in coffee. It's like a great conversation starter. And so that's how my, love for coffee started. Mm-hmm. And then Efren can continue with how his.
Yeah, so, I mean, same thing with me. Back in 2015, I started going to college. I went to college to Point Loma Nazarene University. And since then, I didn't drink coffee. I didn't know anything about coffee. But, you know, all these college students, they're all drinking coffee, right? I was like, I got to get into it too. You know, get my Starbucks cup,
the whole thing.
And just kind of studying with coffee, you know. But after that, I started kind of, you know, enjoying coffee. Mm-hmm. I went from a frap to a latte, a sweet latte, then from a sweet latte to, you know, just a regular latte, and then started getting to like the black coffee and really understanding the different notes, taste notes in coffee and where it comes from. But I started working at the coffee shop at my school, and then I moved to Pete's Coffee. And there, you know, coffee taught me a lot of stuff, a lot of things about coffee. I started picking up books on coffee, and I learned so much. Like, it's a whole world out there of coffee. Sure. A lot of people just kind of think of coffee as just, you know, a caffeine, you know, filled cup.
Yeah.
And that's it. But really, there's a lot to coffee. There's a craft to it. And one of the beautiful things about coffee is the craft to it, and how you can make coffee, how from the beginning of where it grows from a farm to, you know, kind of deliver it to you, and then, you know, grinding it up, and then just coming up with your own brew with different methods. And I think it's an art. It's a beautiful thing to be creative with. But I got into coffee like that. And since then, it's always been like a dream of mine to open up a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, how would it be to start something like that? I remember back in like 2017, you know, I always drew like little blueprints of what my future coffee shop would look like. And I just started dreaming like that. It started with the dream, just kind of going in with it. And then just like, what kind of coffee would I serve? I kind of pull out, like make up my own menu and just kind of get creative with it. And that's when I shared my vision, my dream with Ricky here. And, you know, he's the one that just kind of like, let's do it. And just, you know, pushed it forward and just kind of executed the dream. But yeah, I mean, that's a little bit about how I got into it.
Yeah, that's so cool. Awesome. I love that, because that reminds me of all of us. How, yeah. You know, it's like, it just takes that like little bit of exposure to the coffee world, where it's like no longer the typical Starbucks, right? Like menu. And then it's just like, whoa, there's a whole new world. And then like the more that you kind of like taste, right? Like the more that you kind of go into it, it's like even further, even more of a world in there. So I think we can all kind of kind of relate to that whole story of like, when you first get that sip of coffee, right? And I kind of want to talk about like, what was that drink that did it for you guys? Like, what was that coffee that was really like, whoa, this is coffee? Or like, even maybe like, what are these flavors that are coming out of this coffee? Like, this doesn't taste like coffee even. Right.
Yeah.
Specialty drink, right?
Yeah, specialty drink. That's the first specialty drink that you guys had.
Do you want
to
share that?
Yeah, yeah. I think for me, man, like I said before, I would always go to coffee shops and get chocolate milk. And actually, this, honestly, I went to the coffee shop not for the coffee, but for the vibes. Yeah. But it was a good start. It was a good start. And so I think the coffee I did for me, it was honestly a dirty chai, because I was a big into sweet, like sweet drinks, and I didn't like coffee, and so I got a dirty chai, and I tried it, and it kind of like sparked something to now I hate sweet coffees. Like I want like just espresso, that's it. Don't give me no sweetener, you know. And so a dirty chai was started for me, you know, and kind of just built that tolerance for coffee to, you know, went from like half a shot to give me four shots, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be wired all night, you know. So I guess that's how it started for me.
I started drinking lattes. I enjoyed that, but it wasn't until I had my first, not first because I didn't like it, but my first cup of pour over or like a chemist brew. First time I drank those, I didn't like it. You know, it was just like it was bland to me, or like it was too strong. But it wasn't until I had that perfect teacher barista with me who gave me multiple taste cups. We had like a cupping, you guys know like what cupping, you know?
Right.
And we had different origins of different places, and it was more like the connection of knowledge to the craft and how it tastes that really sparked something up in me and really motivated me to keep trying it. And you know, coffee is like an acquired taste, especially like the black coffee. First time you drink it, your taste buds are not gonna embrace it, you're not gonna love it, but it just takes time for it to adapt. And it wasn't until like I had a difference from like a South American, you know, Guatemala dark roast to a medium light roast Ethiopian natural roast. So that's when I had those two together. It was like, whoa, there's a huge difference. There's a huge, you know, there's a fullness of flavor in both cups, but just in their own way. And I mean, my favorite is just that Ethiopian, that natural process, just like that winey taste and those fruity notes. And that's what I really like, you know. It's amazing.
He went deep into that one. He went to the science of that. I was like,
can I say my answer?
can we run that back real quick? You change it up. Let me add a little taste notes in there.
No, that was good. That's funny because that was the exact coffee that did it for me too. It was an Ethiopian natural process, which was from Koba, actually. Koba downtown, Koba Coffee Roasters. And I had that one from Kit Coffee. And I remember I tasted it. I was like, yo. And I was just passing that cup around, pre-coronavirus, right? I was passing that around. And I was like, dude, like, taste it. It tasted like tea. Yeah. And I remember that. It just blew our mind, blew my mind. And yeah, like, I totally 100%. Dude. But I love that you said that. It kind of took somebody to kind of walk with you and like kind of show you the differences. Cause I mean, to somebody that doesn't know, it's like, oh, it just tastes like coffee, right? But you kind of educate somebody on that stuff. And I wanted to also ask you guys about your coffee shop now. So you guys fell in love with coffee and you guys had a dream. So now kind of coming up with what is Shepherd's Coffee going to be like? Like, what is going to be different than your other kind of coffee shop that you see around in San Diego, right? But then kind of like what's going to differentiate you guys, but also like maybe how you guys came up with Shepherd's Coffee, like the name. So kind of like more of the backbone of it, how you created Shepherd's Coffee.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much information I give you on those questions, but let me start off with what I envision Shepherd's Coffee to be. I mean, we have our slogan, it's creating authentic coffee culture. Ooh. And one of the things that I've always wanted to look for in coffee shops is community, people coming, you know, for the community, but not just that, but also enjoying that cup of coffee, finding their cup of coffee, finding what they like, and us be able to cater and serve them through that. And I mean, there's just so much in that. And plus, I want to also I envision a roastery. Like one day, I do want to have my own roastery, or like our own roastery, Shepherd's Roastery. Just have our own beans in the future. But that's like far down. Like right now we're trying to, you know, focus and really get to the detail and the needy stuff with serving out in our community and how we can be different. And I believe part of being different is creating that barista customer relationship. I've been to multiple coffee shops where baristas are just like, you know, they think they're too much, or, you know, they're not really connecting with the customer. And part of me joining that love for coffee was someone actually walking me through it, like you said. And I want to be that. We want to be the ones, you know, be able to do that for other people. Other people who only like fraps are going to start liking those pour overs. You know what I mean? They're going to start liking those, you know, start tasting those different notes in coffee. And I think that's just an amazing thing. Just keeping that traditional touch with coffee, but implementing the modern culture with it. But I mean, there's a lot to it that we're still kind of working on with values and all that. But I'm
going to ask that, bro. And I know you asked about the name and like how that started. And like you said, all of it, like we're in church, you know, I'm a youth pastor. He's a pastor as well here at the church. That's exactly how we met. And so a lot of it, everything that we do as far as coffee shop and community, it 100% relates biblically. You know, and our foundation is in that. That's why Shepherd's Coffee, it's called Shepherd's Coffee because it's very biblical, you know. That whole idea of walking people, right, through coffee and finding their coffee is the same aspect in church. How the shepherd walks the sheep, you know, through life, through things, you know. It's that same concept with Shepherd's Coffee. Is we're taking the same abilities that were in the Bible and bringing it to real life and relating it to coffee to show people that the Bible is not just some old 2,000-year-old book, but has so much life and creativity. Mm-hmm. And so that's where our creativity comes from. It's from 100% from the Bible, you know?
Yeah.
And how we started and that whole idea of community, right? So for me, what started coffee was community. Him, someone bringing him and showing him. And so that's the whole foundation of Shepherd's Coffee is biblical, you know, the name and all that. And so even our drinks, like our special drinks, like the Nook and Honey Black Sugar.
I saw that.
You know, we try to keep it in that foundation. Even to our cups, right? Our cups, we have our logo on the white ones, but our cold ones, you write like small notes, right? And it's either like a Bible verse or like Jesus loves you. And we don't hide that. And I think that's what differentiates us from other coffee shops in San Diego and even in California. I've never seen that. Mm-hmm. You know, not to say we're better than anybody, but to say that we don't hide our foundation. We don't hide our faith. Like we're like in your face about it, but not annoyingly. You know, it's super subtle. Yeah. It's like in and out, they hide like verse on the bottom of their cup.
Yeah.
We just right in the front, you know, like we're not ashamed about it, you know.
Moving it up a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And so that is a great conversation starter, you know. And all the time, it's not only a Bible verse, but sometimes we write like, hey, you're doing great. You know, and it's always at random. You know, people sometimes need to hear that they're doing great, you know. For people need to hear sometimes that, hey, like life is okay, it's going good, like you're okay. And so it's that whole community around coffee.
I love it.
People being able to come and open up about anything. It starts with coffee and then it leads to life and it just all adds up.
That's good. This just reminded me actually of our good friend Eric. I mean, kind of we mentioned him and we had him on the podcast before, but he's like a barbershop owner as well. Like he's an associate pastor and all that stuff. But it's funny because a bunch of his business, business structures or business
models,
like the way that he does business and even like his strategies. There you go. That's the right word.
Yeah.
And even like his strategies, those are all biblical, where like kind of like the whole delegating and stuff like that. So like a bunch of his like tactics and strategies are like from the Bible even. So it's funny how he says like it's like it's not just like some old like scriptures, but it's also like it gives you so much creativeness and even like how to structure your business. So there's just like so much. So that kind of just reminded me of that conversation with him, the way that he would structure his business or even the way he would strategize stuff like that. So I think that's super cool. And you guys answered my question, which I was gonna ask you guys, where do you guys get your inspiration from? So you guys know that. And you want to ask something? Sorry.
That was a good one. And do you have, can you talk a little bit? I know I spoke to you guys when I went to get some coffee the other day, which was really good, by the way. Can you just speak about the logo and how you came about the logo, and then like how it got to be what it is? Because I like that story, like when you told it.
Yeah, I'll have him share.
You know, there's no idea of shepherds, right? If we think about a shepherd, you think about, you know, like some guy carrying the sheep or like walking the sheep with the staff and all that. But every time we saw a shepherd, right? Anything like a shepherd, like a restaurant, anything like that, it was always of a person. And so we wanted to be different. How can we change that? And so I started to draw like this logo out. And then we ended up having a friend of ours who's a graphic designer join us and be a part of the vision. He loved it. He's like, hey, can I help you guys? And we kind of worked together, and I gave him like a sketch of what I liked, you know, of the shepherd. And this guy, he said, oh, okay. he said, yeah, okay. And it was like almost 100% different than what I drew. I drew a staff, and I drew like a person, right? Like kind of like a ghost, kind of. And all he kept was the staff. He said, listen. All that out, we're keeping the staff, and honestly, I liked it. It was simple, you know. I try to go like above and beyond, but it was so simple and so perfect. I was like, you know what, fine. You know, I was kind of a little butthurt, but I was like, you know what, yeah. I was like, you're the graphic designer, you know best. And so the logo, we kind of just fell in love with it, and we kept it, and it's super simple, but it tells a story. That's basically what it is.
The reason I wanted to ask you that too is because I think that's such a cool lesson for anybody that's starting like their own business or anything like that. I think a lot of times we try to do everything ourselves because we're like, oh, we have this vision, blah, blah, blah. But like, there's a reason why there are graphic designers, whereas maybe I can play a guitar and then he can play the piano. Like, I can't play the guitar and the piano at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, I can do the guitar and he can do the piano and then she can sing. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think that's a really cool like story to tell, because that happens with us all the time where we like all try to like
take on
everything or try to put our feet into like things, or maybe we shouldn't, because you know there's people that are better. Not to say that you're not good at it, but I'm just saying, like, I just like that. Not to say that you're
gonna relax. You better exit this phone call. No, but I guess, you know, and our friend, his name is Sammy. And he was mentioned in that article that was written about us. You know, we include him in it because he was a big part of, you know, what started us. And, you know, and like you said, some people out there need to understand that you can't have your foot in everything. And that's me. Like, I like to be in control of everything, you know, especially at church and life, that I need to take a step back sometimes and let other people be a part of the vision, you know, and help, you know, because people out there that want to help. They want to help you out and they want nothing in return. And this guy was like that. He just wanted to help us out. Cool. He saw our vision. He loved it. And he was like, you know, how can I be a part of it? How can I just help you guys, you know? And so that's how the logo came about.
That's cool, man. And then as far as like, when it comes to like creating your drinks, like your recipes, or like your specialty drinks, stuff like that, like what do you guys do when you feel like stuck or even in a creative funk where you guys are just like, man, okay, so I have this idea of like a name, or like maybe even you have so many choices with like a name with your coffee shop, unless you guys already had in mind Shepherd's Coffee. But I mean, like what do you guys do when you're stuck and you're like, man, I don't like, I just can't go past this like roadblock. It's creative funk. Yeah, really. So like, what do you guys do? Like, what are some tips?
I think something Ricky mentioned was super, something that we should consider when we're stuck is take a step back.
Yeah.
I think, you know, sometimes we get, you know, all crazy, super excited, a lot of stuff to write down, all, you know, all in it, but it becomes so much that we hit a wall and we don't know what to tackle down first. And in order to be able to achieve that, we need to step back and say, what is the next step? You know, what am I aiming for? And I feel that for me, you know, if I'm trying to come up with a new drink or thinking about it, I just take a step back and think about why am I doing what I'm doing? Why do I like it? Why am I passionate for it? And always just go back to the purpose, go back to the reason why I started in the first place.
Yeah.
And after that, taking the step forward and making the right steps into the correct path. And like, for example, when I come a new drink, let's start trying other coffees. Let's look at our stuff, what we have, look at our resources, think about your past experiences. That's what I like to do. Think about what I liked before, what I didn't like, and keep what I did like, and start kind of manipulating the future in the aspect of seeing what is good, what's working, and how is this going to relate to the coffee shop we're owning, you know, we're running. How's, like, for example, our menu, it's very simplistic. It has the basic drinks. And there's certain drinks in there that we don't have, but if someone knows about coffee, like for example, we don't have a cortado on there, but if someone wants a cortado, we're going to make that for them. Mm-hmm. But it's about being simple and being to the point where everyone understands what you're doing and that you're able to, you know, execute it. And I just think, you know, just kind of, again, always relating back to the purpose, kind of connecting back to the point.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times too, as people who own businesses, they try to cater to everybody. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, if you try to cater to everybody, you're going to reach nobody, you know? And so a lot of times we create what we like and we put on the menu. And if others like it, hooray, like, thank God, you know? If they don't like it, cool. Hey, another coffee shop down the road that you might like, you know? Yeah. But if we try to cater to everybody, it's never gonna, we're never gonna achieve what we're trying to achieve here, you know? Not to say that our coffee shop is not a place for everybody. It's a place for everybody to come hang out, you know, once this coronavirus is over, you know, come hang out and stuff. But like our coffee, we like to make it very sweet. You know, our coffee is, we like to make it, it's pretty strong. You know, sometimes I drink too much and I get wired, but it's pretty strong, you know? And people come in sometimes like, you know what, it's really strong. And like, can you make it sweeter? And we're like, you know what, we can, but usually we don't. You know, like our coffee is the way it is. And be consistent in what we serve, you know, because a lot of times I feel overwhelmed sometimes going to a coffee shop and they have 1,000 different, you know, drinks. I'm like, just give me, you know, it's like, you know, and so that's the whole idea. Like Efren said, keeping it simple. And if people want a drink that's on the menu, you can make it, you know, we'll make it. And yeah, that's how, you know, the menu is structured.
Yeah. Okay. And then, you know what's crazy about like, right now with you guys opening, because you guys are located where?
Chula Vista.
Yeah. On Main Street, yeah.
On Main Street, right? Chula Vista on Main Street, which is like literally like down the street from us. So I'm going to go there very soon. I think actually tomorrow I'm off. Are you guys open tomorrow?
Yeah, 8 a.m. at 3.
All right, man, we got you. Yeah, so that's so cool. First of all, that's amazing that you guys are open in Chula Vista, because Chula Vista is kind of lacking right now with as far as coffee shops, or it's kind of slowly working its way over here, right? But what I think is really crazy is that you guys managed or even like took that risk or took that dive into opening up in the middle of a big old crisis, not crisis, right? But like a big epidemic, right? And I kind of want to talk about like the whole COVID thing, because I feel like it really challenged businesses to like get creative with the way they do business, the way they function, the way they work with their, they even like the online stuff. I mean, you guys do delivery now, which is super sweet. And like, I think you guys and Gem Coffee, a good friend of ours that opened up on like close to Hillcrest area. Which they had a soft opening during the, like even before, even like a little bit,
like right when it was getting like. Yeah. Like, oh, this is serious.
Yeah, this is serious. So I think it's like big props to you guys that you guys like kind of check your butt horns and just roll with it. But I kind of want to ask you guys about like how you guys kind of process that. Like, dude, is this a good idea? Like, there's big coronavirus trying to, should we wait till after? Or like, or were you guys all like let's just do it. Let's come up with these different ways to serve coffee. I mean, just kind of take us through like the whole, like kind of you guys' thought process and that.
I mean, I'll start it, because this has been an ongoing conversation between us and every person we meet. You know, we're always talking about this time of the coronavirus. Ricky will get more deep into that. But I just felt like it was a time. You know, before coronavirus, we were starting catering to events and just doing different things like that. But, you know, the virus hit and we couldn't have gatherings anymore. We couldn't, you know, go out and just serve to the public like that. So we kind of took a pause for, what was it, a month?
Yeah.
Like just a month of doing absolutely nothing. And that really, but during that time, you know, we're doing other things, you know, being creative with other things, but we kind of had the coffee shop on hold. What are we going to do with that? And people were always hitting us up like, what are you guys going to do with that? What's next? And we're like, you know, we start talking about it, we start getting creative with it. And, you know, it was just the perfect time to get creative. And I'm going to leave that creative aspect to Ricky now, just kind of expand more on that.
Yeah, I think, you know, that the whole coronavirus, when it came and it was really serious, we had events lined up for at least a month, and that kind of just canceled everything, you know. And so our next thing, what do we do now? And that's a big thing, taking a step back and creating and being and understanding the time you're in, but also not being afraid and not being scared of what's going to happen, you know. And a lot of it, man, has been just doing it. Mm-hmm. I think it's just going after it. I think a lot of people are so get stuck and they get fearful. And for us, it was like, you know what? Whatever happened, let's just do it. You know, right. And I think people wait until they have all the tools, all the resources, and then it's too late.
Right, exactly. We're like,
you know what? What we have is enough. Let's go after it. Let's get it. Let's do it. And that's how it started, you know. And eventually it's going to keep building. Momentum happens. We're going to move forward. And that's mm-hmm. how – and that's why, you know, we say, you know what? Let's do – something small, soft opening. We're not going to promote huge. We're going to have an Instagram and that's it. And we're going to open up and everyone is welcome. But it was just being creative in how we do things and understanding that we have to be safe. So we make sure we have our gloves, our masks, all that stuff.
And part of this was like, I felt like it was more of a test run of how Shepherd's Coffee was going to be. For the people, for the community, like how were things were gonna run in this time where people are not gathering, communities aren't that big in a coffee shop, we still saw a surplus of people coming in and checking us out and enjoying our coffee. And that definitely inspired us, it encouraged us, it motivated us to keep going. And you know, we saw the fruit of it, the result of it, and we're just like, you know what, let's just keep going. Let's keep pushing forward, let's keep making, creating, coming up with new ideas. How can we innovate to push the company forward? What else can we do? And we just started like kind of, we brainstorm a lot. We're always dreaming. We're always creating a vision to do something new and something different. And we've already mapped out like how we want to have our shop in the future, how when people come, what type of events we're going to have, what type of, you know, promotions we're going to have, new drinks. We already have a whole list of drinks for the rest of the year. Like we've planned it out already. And I'm super excited. We're super excited until this whole thing ends. We're just going to launch. We're going to go so hard. We're going to go crazy with this. And
who knows? Who knows? Maybe two locations. We don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. We're really going to push because there's nothing. Like, I feel like we're an unstoppable force right now. That's like, so nothing cool. Going to stop us right now. Like, with our, you know, creativity ideas, you know, there's just so much out there to get, so much out there to execute. We just got to do it. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people, I mean, this is another piece of advice with, you know, growing business, just do it. Honestly, you know, Nike's slogan is right. Just do it. And a lot of people are afraid.
You're like, you know, sponsor us. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, like, Nike. If you're watching this,
you gotta go for it, man.
New Jordans, please.
Yeah.
Like you said, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry. No. I was just reading what he said. Yeah, that's it, man. It's going after it. You're going after it, getting your hands dirty. And stop being a dreamer. Just start doing, you know, mm-hmm. start being doers and just go after it. And that's how it started, man. Just doing.
Yeah, one of my favorite quotes from The Office is Jan. she tells Pam, there's always going to be a million reasons not to do something. And I think, like, especially with people who are, like, you know, and always involved in something, to start something new is always like, no, I got to get all my ducks in a row. I got to make sure everything is perfect. And even when it comes to like coming up of a name and the logo, like things like that can hold people so far long from doing something. And like, they always like blame it on, oh, I need to get the logo. But it's really just yourself that you're holding yourself like back. Right? Like, it's like, what is really going on that you don't want to do this? Like, or what is actually stopping you? Or is it just some fear? Like, you know, what is going on? But I think once people get over that hump of just doing it, like, you guys are young, we're young, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can start at any age. All you have time, or all you have to lose is time, right? Right now. So, especially during this time of coronavirus, like, you know, that I was telling you guys when I went to the shop, I think it was almost like a blessing too, to like start at this time, because you get to try certain things without having to worry about, you know, oh, am I going to lose money if I bring this out onto the table and nobody buys it? Or, you know, you get to try new things and all these things with people. And yeah, I'm so glad when I remember when I went and spoke with you guys, something that you said, Ricky, about it was like, you just did it. And I really like that, because I feel like that's somehow sometimes how we are. And sometimes one person is like, no, we got to do this, blah, blah, blah. But then the other person is like, no, we just got to go do it. And yeah, that's cool that you guys have that team already in effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of it, like they said, teamwork, it's that mutual understanding, you know. Yeah. The reason why we work so well together is because we understand each other. We understand like the same vision and the same work ethic. Like, we want to get it done. And there's a lot of things that he knows about coffee that I don't know. But it works together because there's some things that I know that he doesn't know. And we fuel each other, right, as far as business. And we always lift each other up, you know. And he's teaching me, I'm teaching him. And from there, we just build a team. And eventually, we're going to continue to build our team of people that we know are going to have that same drive and that same force to move forward. And right now is the perfect time, like you said, to try new things. Right now is the time to work. You know, some people, yeah. I've seen so many tweets and so many Instagram posts. I'm so bored at home. Really? You know, they're always saying there's nothing to do. People are just, you're just that boring that, you know, like, there's so much to do right now. Like, there's so much to create. There's so much, so many books to read, so many, you know, businesses to dream about and start. Right. Right now is the perfect time. Right now, when you're inside, you have all the time in the world. What are you going to do? You know?
Actually, you know, I'm so glad you brought this up. Can you talk about the new skill that you grabbed or that you kind of started working on since this whole thing went on?
Honestly, it's been multiple. You know, not only just coffee, you know, perfecting that craft and getting better at it, but it was also guitar. You know, I just picked it up. It was frustrating at first, but I was like, I have all this time. I might as well just do it now. I'm not the best guitar player, you know, but it's been 3 months and I'll play a few songs, you know? I could, you know, pull somebody. I could play a little G scale, you know? Only key of G. Any songs key of G, I got you.
You know, put the capo over, right?
Yeah, and my little capo, my little helper, I got you. essentially, I could play any worship song with that capo. You know? But I also was very into fashion and shoes. And so I've always wanted to create my own clothing. And so one day I was at home, you know, just drawing my clothes. And I was like, how do I do this? So I went and bought a sewing machine out of nowhere. Oh. And that same day I bought it, I started sewing. I cut my hand really bad. So, you know, but it took a process. I literally had stitches.
Like, he's like, I'm good now.
He's like, yeah. he's like, I learned how to sew my finger back together.
Yeah. And then I recently just released, I created a pair of pants. And I'm only creating one of ones. And so, like I said, right now is a perfect time, whoever's watching this, to go after it, you know, and get things done. I've really, like, not to say that, you know, I'm thankful that this happened, because people are dying. You know, it is serious.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that we are able to use this for our good. Mm-hmm. We're able to take a step back and really realize life that, hey, like, it's okay to slow down. Mm-hmm. It's okay to dream, okay to do things. And I mean, that's a skill, you know, just a little guitar, a little sewing, you know, and
that's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, because again, this is the perfect time. Like, why not try something that you've been holding off because, oh, I got work, I got this stuff. Like, there is no excuse. Just go and try it, and why not, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys kind of remind me of, like, those kind of people that just, like, have to be creating, right? Like, even if it wasn't our coffee, like, you just have to get your hands on something, like a new challenge, a new that. And it's funny because, like, every single person that we've had on the podcast has that same similar, like, drive, right? Passion. That little passion. Yeah. It just comes down to passion, really.
Yeah.
Where it's like, whether it's coffee or whether it's fashion or guitar, like, you just have to get your hands on something. Like, get creative with this, creative with that. So I really admire that. Like, that's, like, I think it's, like, kind of going back to what you said about the first, you got to know why, right? Okay, why do I want to do this? Why do I want to have a coffee shop? why do I want to like even learn guitar or even do a clothing line, right? Because there's always, because I think we've had in our previous podcast episodes, we spoke on like the big why, and like if you know your big why, then like there's no reason for you to like continue or to like be disciplined or to continue to chase your dream and all that stuff, right? Because you know your big why, so that kind of keeps you pushing. And so you guys already said two amazing advices, which is the first, like taking a step back, right? You said take a step back, which I think coronavirus kind of forcing us to like take a step back and look what's around you, look at your resources, look at your community that's around you, right? What can you do? Who can you talk to? And then you said like, just do it, right? Which I think is amazing, because like literally just like if you have like an idea or a business and like a business plan, like just go for it. Like find what you have, what's around you, and then just do it. Right. And then I kind of want to also ask you for an advice for people that are just starting their business. So maybe like where do they start? Like, where do you start first? Is it the name? Is it the concept? Like what advice would you guys give to new up and coming businesses or person that wants to start their own business?
I actually have some advice that was given to me on that. One of the first thing is like, you got to find your niche. I don't know if it's pronounced niche or niche. But you gotta find.
I looked it up. I
see.
Yeah, you gotta find that. Like, if it's coffee, do something with coffee. Like, you guys, Coffee Crew Co. When you guys started this, I was like, well, what is this? I started looking into it. You guys post amazing content, and it's not a coffee shop, but it's something heavily involved with coffee, and that's amazing. Or if it's like, you know, fashion, what in fashion do you want to do? You just gotta find what you like and come up with something with it. Like, what would you enjoy doing for the rest of your life? Is it making it? Is it sharing it? Is it being an ambassador for it? Like, what is it?
Yeah.
And then, and after that, once you find out what it is, now, I think it would be like your mission statement, or like a vision. Like, what do you envision this to be? Like, what is it that you want it to grow to be? What is the fruit you want to see from it? And that, with that will come your values. They'll come the statement, your mission statement, and then will come the branding. Like, all this will kind of intertwine, because it comes from you and the creativity, the authenticity that you have from you. It'll just kind of come from, like, it'll just be birthed out. That's one thing, is just what is your niche?
I love that, because a lot of people want to dive into like just dive straight into latte art, dive straight into like the aesthetic, but then you forget about like the backbone of that company, which is values, and like what does that company stand for? Like, if you were to strip away like the service or even like the coffee, everything, like what is that? What is like the foundation of that business, right? So I love that you start from like having a nice foundation of the company, like values, what does it stand for, that you can even, and then that's gonna translate into whatever service or business you wanna do, right?
That's
amazing.
Exactly.
I love it. And I think we're running out of time. Are we up 45 minutes? That's a cap? I think it is, right? Because I know that Zoom, they will cut you off at a certain time. Yeah. But I also want to talk to you guys about, like, I mean, what can we expect from Shepherd's Coffee, like, within the year? Like, maybe after coronavirus, or, like, maybe within a couple months.
Like, Gary, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to say fully. I always want to, we've been working a lot of things and working very closely with other people as well who love our vision. And like I said in the beginning, like we are taking this thing head on. And so when I said in the beginning, you know, maybe two coffee shops, I really meant that, you know, we're right now, I guess what you guys can expect is for us to continue to bring out our creativity throughout the months coming ahead, and to fully, once this whole thing is over, to fully have a strong launch, like a big old party that everyone's invited to, you know. And depending on how our cards roll, you know, maybe one location, two locations, you know, why not, you know? And so that's kind of like where we're headed and working towards, to say the least, you know.
Yeah,
I want to say, like, not only a physical expansion, but like just a storm of a creativity expansion, or just like kind of in a marketing aspect, like really getting out there who we are and what we are and what we, you know, value in coffee and all that. Yeah. But definitely in that aspect as well.
Yeah.
That's good. If there's one thing that I've seen from you guys is Instagram and like posting, like you guys really like have community down. Like you guys really like have we kind of saw through pictures. I mean, and so like the community support with during this whole thing. Like I had people like messaging me and be like, "Yo, check out Shepherd's Coffee," and I'm like, "Yeah, like I know who they are. Like I just on my feed." So I just see like I've been seeing that you guys have like, which is what you want to have, like raving fans, right? You want to have people that are just like all for the vision, all for the brand, and for you guys really, because at the end of the day, like you guys are the face of like Shepherd's Coffee, right? So
Yeah, I think we said it all.
Thank you guys. This has been a blast. Like you guys right now have my mind like running 100 miles an hour right now. I'm like, I need to go. I'm about to go write some ideas down.
Well, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it, man. We really enjoyed it and are excited, you know, for collaborations to come. Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you guys a lot. Honestly, like this interview. It's just like another step to our vision, to our future. And thank you guys. We really appreciate it a lot.
And also like the support has been great. Like even you came by just to say hi, you know, get coffee, you know, that meant a lot to us to know that you guys are like, want to support us and vice versa. We want to support you guys. And that's what, you know, I can't wait for the collaborations. I believe, you know, a lot of people in the world, why can't we collaborate, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And especially if you're like down the street from LA, you better go there right now.
We'll be over in 10 minutes.
No, yeah, man, for sure. And like, seriously, dude, like, this is what this has always been like the foundation of like Coffee Crew. Like, it always started with like reaching out and like helping each other grow and like kind of spreading the word about everyone else and reaching out to people that are like, you guys are starting off and like, we want 100% like all the success. Like a wish upon you guys, you know what I mean? So I mean, you guys have it down, and I there's not a doubt in our minds that you guys are gonna freaking kill the coffee game, especially in Chula Vista. So, hey guys, take it easy. Thank you guys for coming on here, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna stop by.
Sounds good.
Like, but we'll get
here.
I never mind. I'm here. That's
cool, dude. It's up with me.
Okay. Yeah, bro, that's cool, man. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for
you guys.
Jumping on with it, man.
All right, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.